All right. Seven deuce deuce. Here we are, round three. You haven't done outdoors. Well, you did one off Washougal a couple years ago. But you haven't done outdoors, really.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like you're having a lot of fun.
I definitely am not, like, I'm not enjoying it like I am Supercross. Like,
shocking.
Yeah, straight. Damn. Well, I'm not enjoying it, but the one thing is this, as you know what I mean, as a lot of people can see, this is definitely my fault. Ruts and mud and gnarliness is definitely my fault. It finally dried up second moto, and I was running some good lap times in the middle. And I think I'm really proud of the progress I've made in the middle of the moto, just this last moto. And I'm really here to improve my skills to get better for Supercross and try to get a little bit more fit and learn as much as I can from Max. You know, having a teammate like Max is, you know, is unbelievable. I really hope he's not hurt or badly injured, and he can make it to Red Bud. But I'll tell you what, me and him have just gelled so well. I love his wife. I love him.
Think he's a wizard?
So funny. I do it all the time to him. I said, "You're a wizard, Harry." And he goes, "I'm a what?" And he like, and he just reacts to it like automatically. Yeah. It's pretty funny. We said we're going to have a Halloween party today, and everybody's going to dress up as Harry Potter characters for the HEP Halloween party. But yeah, I'm out here. I'm having a tough time. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? But I'm here to get better. I'm here to grind it out. Like I said, I was really proud of that last moto. I felt like I finally found something in the middle of that. I was like, oh, this is what you're supposed to be doing.
Like, hey, Ty, how do I ride outdoors?
Straight up, I've been calling him every week being like, dude, how the do I do this? Because this is insane. Like, you really have to – it's weird because in Supercross, I'm so much more of a smooth, precise rider. Here, you kind of just got to let it fly. You know what I mean? Like, when you're coming into the corners, you let it fly. And then the other thing that I've been doing that I've learned a lot, too, here compared to Supercross, is I drive it into the corner super hard in Supercross, and I just kind of, like... And I've always had a hard time with the middle of my corner, and it's really, you know, accentuating that in outdoors because the ruts are super deep, but they're, like, really muddy and pushy. So if you try to just drive into the rut, you just sink, and then you come to a complete stop. So it's really helping me, I think, tenfold for what's to come in Supercross. And I'm just happy I'm here. I'm grinding it out. I'm trying to get better. The team,
you're making the motos. You're in the... You know.
Exactly. I'm making the motos. I had trouble at the very first one, but I've been in all of them so far, and this was my best qualifying this weekend. So hopefully we just kind of keep going up. And the bike's really, really good. I'm just...
Yeah, Anstey was on our show last week and said you've been helping a lot with the testing, so that's good.
Yeah, Clark and I just gel really well together. And I know that bike well, and I know the feel of the bike. So what I can do with Clark is I kind of just do suspension settings, and we go, yes, 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 yes. I'm practically a Trey Canard for Max Anstey in a way. I test things, I get him to a point, and then... We give it to Max and say, hey, check this out. And then it's good. And it's like, that's really awesome because living up in Hesperia with Clark and right next to Dave Dye, being able to have that close of a relationship and be that far apart where I can literally, hey, Clark, can we try something on the forks? Can we do this? And he's like, hey, Adam, come down. We're going to do this. I'm only 15 minutes away. That's like, it's like tenfold, I think, for the bike and the team.
You seen Kiefer at all?
Yeah, I've seen Kiefer like... pretty much every day.
Too much.
No, I love Kiefer. I can't get enough, but I see him at the tracks, and he's just... Dude, that dude's a madman. He doesn't stop riding.
He's ridiculous. Yeah, he's just like a grizzled lizard that doesn't stop riding.
Like, I don't understand it. I'll see him there in the morning, and then I always go check on him before I leave, and he's still there. He's like, oh, just doing more testing. He's like, how long are you going to be out here? I don't know. Probably till dark, whatever. I got Husky tomorrow at State Fair, so... Well, I'm going to do this. I'm like, all right, bro. Cool. Whatever.
It's good to see you out here on the outdoors. You're getting better. And, yeah, keep it up, man. Thanks.
Yeah, I hope to get a couple top 20s by the end of the season. And I really think that's achievable. I got to make a couple good steps, but I'm happy to be here. Thanks, Steve.